Thank you because you are God that is able. The Bible says that now unto him that is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in him. Lord, unto this God we have come this morning. As we go into your word, will you do exceedingly, abundantly, above all our expectations this morning? In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I have a very short time this morning to exhort us in the word of the Lord, giving the protocol. But then I'm going to talk about mow your feet. Mow your feet. I got about 20 minutes or thereabout to exhort you because of our time. And quickly, I will go into the message. But I told you I am talking about mow your feet. And I'm taking my talk this morning from Psalm 72, verse 6. I'm going to read it, NIV. Psalm 72, verse 6. Quickly. Psalm chapter 72, verse 6. Now, let me take it from, okay. He will be like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth. The Lord will be like rain falling on a mown field, and it shall be like showers watering the earth. This morning, I say I'm speaking about more. What the topic is, mow your feet. If the year 2020 is bifurcated into two equal parts, the first part has gone, but the second half has just begun. So the former is gone, but the latter is here. And the Bible says the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the beginning. So don't focus on the former. Focus on the latter that is here. I don't know how we are feeling this morning, but including myself, I know there were so many things I planned from January, and by June, there were expectations for March, for March, April, May, June. But we were somehow affected. But the truth is this, and I want every one of us to know, you can only review what has happened in the first half of the year. You cannot reverse the outcomes. It is only God that can reverse the outcomes. You can review it, but only God can reverse the outcome. And that is why this morning I am talking about mow your feet. What is, let us look at it literally. The Bible says that God will be like rain falling on mown feet. What's a mown feet? A mown feet in this context, it's a field that is prepared, free of weeds, ready for planting in expectation of abundance of harvest. Do I take it again? I said that in this context, a mown field is a field that is prepared, free of weeds, ready for planting. In expectation of what? Of abundance of harvest. If rain should fall on a field that is not prepared, that's overgrown with weed, what's going to happen? Farmers, we have to prepare the field. And their own part is to prepare the field. They don't have the control over the rain. Are you listening to me? But when the Lord brings the rain, it's only the farmer that has prepared the field that can now go ahead and plant and expect any kind of harvest. Are you following me? So this morning, I'm challenging you to mow your field. God, the Lord is saying, it will be like rain. It's going to rain. I say this second half of the year, no matter what happened in the first half by coronavirus, it is going to rain in the mighty name of Jesus. But when it rains, it's only a man with a prepared field, a field that is mown, a field that is clear, that can expect to go ahead and plant. What is that field we are talking of this morning because of my time? That field might be your work. That field might be your marriage. That field might be your career. That field is actually your life. The field we are talking about that you need to mow is your life and every department of that life. Get it prepared for rain. Because the Lord talked about the former and the latter rain. So even if the Lord brings the latter rain and the field is not prepared, that rain is useless to you. When a rain falls on the field that is not prepared, it's a wasted precipitation as far as harvest is concerned. He said, we be like shower. God is going to come to his people like rain. It's going to come like showers that will water the earth. The Lord is going to water your life and my life in this second half of the year. The rain is going to fall, rain of blessing, rain of abundance, rain of good tidings will fall upon our lives this second half of the year in the mighty name of Jesus. But are we prepared? Is our feed, is it mown? Is our feed mown or their weeds that will not allow the rain to be useful? Every area of our lives that are overgrown by weeds. See, this first year, unfortunately, the first half of the year, so many weeds have grown in the life of so many people. Because of the coronavirus, because of social distancing, because of the lockdown, because of shutdown, so many weeds have grown in so many lives. And so even when the door is open now and the lockdown is over, the first thing to do is to remove the weeds. Because the rain is about to come. The rain is going to fall. But is our life prepared? Some people, there's nothing wrong with their lives. But their field of expectation has been overgrown by the weed of weariness. They have not committed any sin. They have not done anything wrong. But because of the huge expectation that they have for the year, and their experience in the first half of the year, their field of expectation has been overgrown by the weed of weariness. Test somebody. I don't say touch him, but just speak to him. That brother or sister, I don't know whether it's a brother or sister, that if your field of expectation, say brother or say sister, if it's your weed of expectation, it's your field of expectation, overgrown by the weeds of weariness, rise up and mow it, because it's just about to rain. Rise up and mow it, because it's just about to rain. My brother, my sister, Your own might be that you are already becoming weary. So your expectation is already low. But God, he said, no, I want to bring the rain. Get ready for me. I want to bring showers. I want to water you again. Come up with expectation. Rise up in faith. Expect me to do something new. This morning, I want to challenge us that as we go into the second half of the year, remember the Lord is saying he will be like rain. Falling on more feed. Like people who say that when opportunity comes, it's only those who are prepared that can actually capitalize on it. Say, God, your God, my God, our God, is saying and has promised this second half of the year, it will be like rain falling on mown field. It will be like shower. What an idea has. And let me say quickly, how do you mow your field? How do you mow your field? Number one, make your way straight. The first thing to do to mow your field is to make your way straight. Walk in the light of God. Do not abhor any iota of darkness. The Lord walks in the light. His miracle can only be shown in the light. So let us, every one of us, this morning, look at our lives. Where is it that our ways are not straight? The first thing we need to do is to make our ways straight before the Lord. That is the first step in mowing your field. If you look at the book of Proverbs chapter 16, let us read verse 15. Proverbs chapter 16, let us look at verse 15. What does it say? When a king's face brightens a man's life, his favor is like a rain cloud in spring. When a king's face is bright, when a king's face brightens, it means life. His favor is like a rain cloud in spring. Let's look at King James Version. Let's see the way the King James Version puts it. In the light of the king's countenance, in the light of the king's countenance is what? His life. And his favor is as cloud of the latter rain. That's actually what I want to use. In the light of the king's countenance, if you are not walking in the light, the king's countenance cannot be in your favor. Are you listening to me? It's only in the light of the king's countenance that is life. And I'm talking of life in abundance. It's only when you walk in the light that can be see the countenance of the king. And when you see the candle of the king, the Bible says his favor will be like cloud of the latter rain. So if you are not in the light, how can you see the countenance of the king? How can you enjoy the abundance of life that he has prepared? How can you court his favor? You can only court the favor of the king. I'm talking of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Rose of Sharon. You can only court his favor when you walk in the light. So the first thing, quickly, I won't waste too much time, is to make your way straight. Second thing, be steadfast and unwavering in faith. I told you, you can review what has passed, but it's only God that can reverse it. So therefore, you need to stand up in faith. Make sure that you are steadfast and you're unwavering in faith. And number three, quickly, be consistent in service and worship. I'm talking about how to mow your field. I said number one, make your way straight. Number two, be steadfast, unwavering in faith. don't let what has happened in the first half of the year affect expectation for the second half. And number three, I said that you must be consistent in service and in worship. Don't say, because God has not really answered my prayer, I've not seen the result of my service, therefore I am withdrawing. I keep on saying, don't social distance with God. You have to be consistent. The Bible talks of season and out of season. You worship him and serve him when it's convenient and when it's not convenient. Don't say, because of the situation, anyway, they say it's 1 hour service, I can just wait at home and just hook on to online service. There are so many people today, they are using the excuse of coronavirus, even when they say that you can worship for 1 hour, even when the service opens. Some people have made up their mind, they are not going to come to church again. Some people have decided they are going to be online worshipers. Some people have decided they have re-regulated, recalibrated, readjusted their mode of worship. Be consistent in service and worship. And number four, you must be unabated in prayers. And that your prayer must be accompanied with regular fasting. These are the ways you can prepare your feet for the rain. I said, make your way straight, number one. Number two, be unwavering in faith. Number three, be consistent in service and worship. And number four, be unabated in prayer, accompanied with regular fasting as personal discipline. Not only when the church declares fasting and prayer, that's the only time you pray. And sometimes you have an excuse not to pray, not to fast, when church says you do that. So let me tell you, it's about to rain, but our feet must be mown. If your feet is not mown, when rain falls, those who prepare their feet will reap the harvest. Those who do not prepare their feet, they will continue to complain again. Mow your own feet. Don't concentrate what's going on another man's feet. Don't begin to talk about what's going on another man's feet. Concentrate on your own feet and make sure you mow it. And number five, which is the last one I'm going to say because of my time this morning, approach every day with great expectation. Approach every day with great expectation. Every day you wake up in the morning, expect God to touch your life. Expect God for a miracle. Expect God to do something new. When you do all this, you are mowing your feet. And let me assure you, the rain will come. And when the rain comes, you begin to re-harvest in abundance. But this morning, it's a feed moon. Are we prepared? Are we ready? But I want to challenge you. If you can do these five things, this second half of the year, you are going to see the result. You are going to share a testimony. If you can make your way straight, you can be steadfast in faith, you can be consistent and persistent in service and worship, if you can continue, be unabated in prayers, accompanied with regular fasting, if you can approach every day with great expectation, when the rain comes, you are the sons of abundance, and you will reap in abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. And finally, before we stand on our feet, I want us to read Job chapter 11, verse 8 to 19. You can read that in NIV. Job chapter 11, verse 18 to 19. Job 11, verse 18 to 19, quickly. Put in NIV for me, please. You will surely forget your trouble. Recall it only as waters gone by. Life will be brighter than noonday, and darkness will become like morning. My dear brother, my dear sister, you will surely forget your trouble. You will be secure. You'll be secure because there is hope. Sorry. You'll be secure because what? There is hope. You will look about you and take your rest in safety. This second half of the year, you will be secured. You will be secure because there is hope. That hope is that it's going to rain. That hope is because God is going to water your life. And then you will look about you and you will take your rest in safety. this first half of the year might have been full of trouble, but the second half of the year, the Lord will give you rest. I said the Lord will give you rest. Your God will give you rest. My God will give you rest. Our God will give you rest. In the mighty name of Jesus. And verse 19, which is the last verse, and after that, we just stand up and pray. Verse 19. You will lie down with no one to make you afraid, and many will cut your faith. When you mow your field, and the rain comes, and you reap in abundance, you become a blessing, and people begin to cut your favor. You will not be looking for favor again. You yourself will be a favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because the latter rain is about to fall. The latter rain is about to fall. Showers of blessing is coming down. It's your feed moon. Are you ready to mow your feed in preparation for the shower and for the rain? Let's stand on our feet. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the latter rain. Healing the sea, confirming your word. Thank you for the latter rain.
Thank you for the rain.
Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the latter rain.
You are the Lord that stands by your word. You say you be like rain falling on mown feet, and like showers watering the hearth. I pray this morning that you will send your latter rain upon your people, upon your household, upon the church. In the mighty name of Jesus. Is there any sickness? Is there any weariness? Is there any dissatisfaction in every life? Let the latter rain fall upon them right now and wash it away in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask and I pray, let your people enter the face of restoration. Let your people enter the face of reaping in abundance. Let your people enter into a phase of a new testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus, those who are held unto your promises, those who are believing for one thing or the other, Father, confirm your word in their lives in this second half of the year. In the mighty name of Jesus, my Lord and my God, let the latter rain fall upon your people. Let it be refreshment. Let it bring refreshment. Let it be refreshment. Let it be renewal. Let it bring renewal. Let it be renewal. Renewal of hope. Renewal of joy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let this be a season of new things in the lives of your people. Thank you, Lord God. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' name we are prayed.